Hearing House Bill 2389, if President Shelley will come forward, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Wayne Shetterly, State Representative, District 34, and that is the district from which this bill comes to you today. Say just a brief factual background behind the bill. There is a small congregation of old German Baptist brethren in Dallas, and they have, near Dallas, they have a church that they need to be moving out of. Right now, it's a very small congregation, maybe 25, 30 members at the most. And one of their members happens to be a farmer who lives in the Prairiedale area on other than high-value farmland. And he has offered a corner of his property for a place to build the new church. That is permitted under current land use law to locate, to site a church in EFU zone. But the problem is that current law does not allow a land division. So the church is in a situation, it's kind of an odd situation that comes out from this, that the church has the ability under current law to build on a corner of this gentleman's property, but they cannot own the property on which they are invited to build. That's all well and good for now because the owner of the property is a member of the congregation, but of course they're looking down the road. In the event of sale of the property or in the event of his death, the property falls into the hands of somebody else, and they become a church tenant on somebody else's property, and their future is very uncertain. And so it's not a situation in which they want to invest the money to build a church building. So they came to me, and this is, I think, a very simple fix to this that is designed to accommodate not your mega church. This is not the mega church bill. This is very much a small church bill. What it does is that it would allow for, this is on other than high-value farmland, if you can site a church, that is, if all the criteria are met under current law for siting a church, then you may also obtain a land division for that church to enable the church to own the property on which we presently allow it to be built. And we have there the conditions on lines, this is on page 2 of the bill, line 17. It must be for the purpose of establishing a church. And we have the approval criteria on line 19. On line 20, there's an amendment, the dash A4 amendments that are before you that would actually provide that the newly created lot or parcel is not larger than 5 acres. So we are limiting the size of churches that would be able to take advantage of this bill. And then also the further condition that the remaining lot or parcel must meet the minimum lot parcel, lot or parcel size requirements after the land division. I would like to say that I have the support of Thousand Friends and Farm Bureau. Actually, what I think I have is sort of their grudging acquiescence, perhaps. I think Thousand Friends may have a few things to say about this, but we have tried to accommodate their concerns. To deal with a very narrow land use issue. I think we've done it. This bill, I just wanted to so that you know, the vote count passed 53-4 in the House. I think it passed unanimously out of the House committee, and I would commit it to you and be happy to answer any questions.
Questions are up to the chair.
Herondale aside, do you know why the four folks voted against it?
No, I don't. I don't believe anybody spoke against it.
Okay. Those darn Portland liberals.
Mr. Chair, they are all from the Portland area.
Thank you.
Any further? Representative, thank you very much. Appreciate your coming. Mr. Huber.
You moving to Portland?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Ron Eber for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. Don't have a written statement. We worked on the House side with Representative Shetterly on this bill, and we are in full support of it. Feel it has the appropriate authorization for this particular situation and the appropriate safeguards for dealing with other situations so that the churches are truly serving the rural area. And the rest of the siting standards really apply. This simply ensures that the land division can go forward.
Questions of Mr. Eber? John. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Shepard.
Chair, members of the committee, Randy Tucker from 1000 Friends of Oregon. I believe the four people voted against the bill because of fear of the wrath of 1000 Friends, Senator Corcoran. Joking aside,
you get out my gun.
That's right. Joking aside, we'd like to go on record officially in support, in opposition to the bill, based entirely on the policies of our board of directors related to the further fragmentation of the agricultural land base. I think Representative Shetterly we appreciate Representative Shetterly's efforts to draw the bill narrowly and understand that the impact of this particular bill will be small. But I'm going to submit for the record the testimony of my colleague Blair Batson outlining our policy on land divisions and farm zones, and also she states in the testimony as well her understanding of the relatively limited impact of this particular bill. But just for the record, just want to go on record in opposition to the bill.
Tucker, thank you. Questions, Mr. Tucker? Thank you. Anyone else is going to testify on Senate Bill Alpha 2389? We're closed this hearing, and we are in recession, gentlemen, on House Bill 2389.
Senator Corcoran. Is that for amendment 420?
Senator Corcoran used the -A4 amendment to Senate Bill House Bill 2389. Any objections? Any questions? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Corcoran?
Well, the bill is amended for the two pass.
Senator Corcoran moves House Bill 2389A4 to floor the pass recommendation. Any objections? That's it, amended. Did I say that? I did too, I just said it. It was amended. Second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. That's Graham. Okay. Let's call a roll, please.
Did you take your turn?
I did.
I'm an aye.
Did you say an aye?
Aye. It was aye. Yeah. Remind me to tell you a joke.
Aye.
Aye.
Sure, aye. House Bill 339 has been passed for the defense recommendation. We are going to carry this. Senator Corcoran, on behalf of the Will Carry the House Bill 2389. Thank you. Well, your session on 2389, and we're going to open on House Bill 2105. Ray, you want to explain that since somebody is trying to testify? 2389, are you hearing that one also? Okay, let's see. I want him out of here. We're going to do,
you'd appreciate this joke. It has to do with loss of,
Is it an attorney joke?
No.
I wouldn't appreciate that. We're going to open a public hearing and possible session on House Bill 2389, Ray, what is that?
2390. House Bill 2390, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, requires the Land Conservation Development Commission to adopt rules establishing a process for recertifying state agencies' rules and programs affecting land use. States that the rules shall provide for commission review of an agency's rules and programs only as necessary to ensure continuing compliance with land use goals, compatibility with city and county comprehensive plans.
Representative Shetterly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate your accommodation here. For the record, Lane Shetterly, State Representative, District 34. This is another little district bill. Just by way of background, in 1973, legislation was passed and required state agencies to develop land use coordination programs. This was to help ensure that state agency activities around the state were coordinated with state land use laws and also local land use laws and ordinances. And it was a good idea, but what the legislature did not provide for when it adopted this in 1973 was any kind of periodic review. And so as the agencies developed their land use coordination plans to make sure that they were in compliance and coordinated with local land use laws in particular, that was all well and good, but of course local ordinances have changed over time, and this came to the fore in a kind of a neighborhood dispute down in the Adair area this time, north of Corvallis, where the issue came to be about how the military department and the DPSST were planning to develop and expand the use of the Camp Adair training facility and what was permitted under county ordinances and what was not. And lo and behold, as we got to looking at this, why the coordination plans for these agencies were not current with local, the county ordinances. And so this is a bill that will help ensure that the state and its age security agencies does not engage in activities that violate local land use laws and ordinances, but stay in coordination. It provides them just basically for a process by which state agencies' coordination plans can be reviewed. It says on line 39 and 38 and 39 to ensure continuing compliance with goals and compatibility with city and county comprehensive plans. So that says this is a bill. I think again that I think this one might have been unanimous in the House. DLCD was in support of this as well. In fact, helped us get the amendment in the A and Gross that reduced the fiscal impact down to nil. So I would commit it to you.
Questions or representative?
This one had opposition from the other side of the fire. They don't want to stay there.
Let the record reflect my sincere apologies. I didn't have a vote sheet on this thing, and that usually means that...
Well, Representative, we're not too worried about it. We're going to close public hearing.
I want the folks on the Internet to know that I don't lie.
We're going to tell them very shortly, too, if we can get things settled down a little bit. We are now in work session.
So there was
on the House Bill 2390.
Just
here. Senator Wilde, you need to...
I should probably move this bill before we discuss.
Okay, I'll do this under discussion.
I will move HB 2390 for due pass recommendation.
Senator Wilde, I'll move House Bill 2390 for the due pass recommendation. Discussion, objection.
Mr. Chair.
Objection or discussion?
You know why they're using white, are they using lawyers instead of white rats now for medical experiments?
No.
One is that there's a lot more lawyers than there are white rats here. Two is that you don't form the kind of affection for white rats that you do lawyers. And three is that there's some things that a white rat simply won't do.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, if I could respond. I spent last session sitting next to now Senator Corcoran in the Revenue Committee, and there are times when I miss him. But I tell you, it only takes a few stops over the fence, and to remind me that the fast is not always.
Let me remind the folks we are in work session there, and the clerk can call the roll, please.
Oh,
aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sir, I have to go 2390 pass the 40 pass recommendation. Senator Wilde?
Yes,
that's right. Senator Wilde? Sure. Okay. Close the session on 2390. Now let's try 2105. Ray, what is that?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2105 limits the Land Use Board of Appeals to three positions, clarifies the title of board members, and removes reference to administrative law judges, and clarifies the length of board member terms. Allows the board to conduct hearings by telephone.
Gentlemen, no one has signed up to testify for or against or neutral on this bill. We have no one here who supported anything else. Let the record reflect that in the House, right when I passed the bill out, there were 56 ayes and no nays. So with that, I'm going to close the public hearing and go into work session on 2105 and ask that the pleasure of the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Corcoran.
Move to the floor to pass.
Senator Corcoran moves House Bill 2105, the floor to pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, clerk call roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Chair, I ask Bill 2105 pass the floor to pass recommendation. Senator George, you want to take this on?
Well, I didn't
know. Okay. The chair will carry. No problem. Close the work session on 2105 and 2158.
Oh, you're right.
2158. And open the public hearing on House Bill 2158. Mr. Cleary? Mr. Hall, why don't you join Mr. Cleary, if you will.
Boy, I don't know if we want this kind of expertise on a characters have died for you. Why are you here all every day with us?
Did you hear them?
It was a very ageist remark.
He didn't hear it.
It's made about heritage and the age of the people who get away from that committee.
Let the young person go first. It's clear.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Paul Clary, Director of the Division of State Lands, here to discuss House Bill 2158, which was introduced at our request with the approval of the State Land Board. This would add the state geologist or his designee as an ex officio non-voting member of the National Heritage Advisory Council. National Heritage Program was established in 1979, designed to conserve a discrete limited system of sites covering a full range of Oregon's native plants, animals, and ecosystems through voluntary action. It describes various components of our natural heritage, including areas of exceptional value for conservation, provides opportunity for recognition and voluntary conservation on both public and private lands. The council itself, which is appointed by the governor, has 9 voting members, 4 experts in discipline of natural history, ecology, zoology, marine biology, botany, or geology, 5 are citizens at large, and then the directors or designees of various state agencies are non-voting members of the council. This bill would add the state geologists to the list, which currently includes ODF&W, State Forester, Department of Transportation, Higher Education, Agriculture, State Parks, and the Division. A number of times when sites have got unique geologic features that need to be considered as part of the program, and we want to utilize the expertise that these folks can bring to the table.
Thank you, Mr. Curry. Mr. Hall, go ahead and take the floor.
Mr. Chairman, good afternoon. Record John Hall, state geologist. We think that this bill is quite a good idea. We're happy to support our colleagues at the Division of State Lands in this endeavor. And we urge your passage. Thank you.
Gentlemen, questions for me? Okay. Any questions?
Well, I thought short.
Okay. Well, hearing none, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the only few folks that have not had testified on House Bill 2158. We're going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2158, and we are in work session. Senator Corcoran.
I move House Bill 2158 before due pass.
Senator Corcoran moves House Bill 2158 before due pass recommendations. Any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, clerk, call the roll, please. You can try.
Aye.
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 Chair, I House Bill 2158 passed the floor to pass recommendations from the George Will Curry. Thank you. That's a close. The work session in House Bill 2158.
I don't like it.
And open the public hearing on House Bill 2159.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2159 eliminates duplicative regulation of Purvis Grove by the Division of State Lands.
Mr. Curry.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Paul Clary, Director of the Division of State Lands, my pleasure to appear before you on behalf of this bill, which actually is going to eliminate a regulatory program in state government that duplicates provisions in other land managing agency statutes. This legislation was first enacted back in 1967. Treasure Trove is defined as money, coin, gold, silver, precious jewels, plate and bullion found hidden in the earth or other private place where the true owner thereof is unknown, originally regulated by the State Highway Division, transferred to the Division of State Lands in 1973. We issued some permits between 73 and 89, primarily in Oswald West State Park, Neopang Mountain. We ran into some conflicts between the treasure trove permit provisions and the agency that actually owned the land, in this case state parks, as well as our archaeological preservation statutes. We had some proposals in the 90s to address some of those concerns. They passed in 93 and 95 in terms of the conflicts with the archaeological statutes. We started to revise our rules in 97 and found out that we really didn't need this program and we don't need these
statutes in place that just confuses people. They can go to the agency that actually owns and manages the land and get everything they need from them. So in our case, if they're dealing with commercial land, they come to us. If it's state parks, they go to state parks. If it's highway or corrections, they go to those entities. And our proposal is to just eliminate this, what is kind of somewhat a duplicative and archaic provision in statute, and help send people to the right folks first off so they're not chasing their tails.
Is that it, Mr. Curry?
Sure. I would note that the bill passed unanimously in the House on February 5th.
Okay. Questions, Mr. Curry? Hearing none, thank you much, Paul. We're going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2159 and open the work session on House Bill 2159.
Chairman, I'd like to move House Bill 2159 to floor with a due pass.
Senator George moves House Bill 2159 to floor. Defense recommendation. There's discussion. Objection. Hearing none, clerk, call the roll, please.
Chair President?
Aye.
Chair Jordan?
Aye.
Chair Shannon?
Aye.
Chair
Miles?
Aye.
Chair
Hoyle? Aye. House Bill 2159 passed the floor. Defense recommendation. Senator Shannon will carry.
Sure. Thanks.
Close the work session at 2159, and I think we're out of here. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, open the public hearing on House Bill 2282. Okay. Nobody wants to do it, huh? Okay.
This is Kenny. Oh, well, this old guy is talking to his wife, and he goes, honey, you know, we're getting up in years now, and we're getting more and more forgetful, so I'd like to pause on you here.
Okay.
No, it's a good joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, on the internet now.
That's a great joke, huh? You want me to finish?
It's not an Irish joke, is it?
No, it's not an Irish joke.
Okay.
So he tells his wife, he goes, honey, we're getting up in years, and, you know, mine's first thing to go, so I think we ought to start writing everything down. And she goes, okay, that's a good idea. And the lawyer goes, honey, would you mind getting here? Just ice cream. She goes, yeah, I'll get that for you. And he goes, wait, I want you to write this down because I'd also like you to put some nuts on it. And she goes, I don't need to write it down, just put nuts on the ice cream. I can do that. And he goes, well, I'd like a little chocolate syrup on it, too, and I think you ought to write it down. And she goes, I can handle that, believe me. So he goes, well, then in that case, even if you're not going to write it down, I'd like you to put a cherry on it, too. But I'd really like you to write down, because if you forget this and you screw it up, we're going to be mad at each other. She goes, I don't need to write this stuff down. So she leaves and goes in the kitchen, and she's in there for like half an hour, 45 minutes. Finally, she comes out, and she hands him a plate of bacon and eggs, and he goes, where's the toast? Okay.
Chris Freeson in public hearing on House Bill 2288.
Chair Connor, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Chris Crane. I'm here on behalf of the Legislative Subcommittee of the Real Estate Land Use Section of the Oregon State Bar.
Wow.
Oh. Got it all out. Typically, I would not be testifying on these bills because of the other hat that I wear, but nobody else in the real estate land use section was available today. So I asked them if I would pinch hit. And I did have a significant hand in drafting this bill. House Bill 2282 is, I mean, in a nutshell, it's my own little revisor's bill for Chapter 197. The toughest question I ever got on this bill, and I haven't had anybody question any of the substantive provisions, is why not just put this stuff in the revisor's bill? And I didn't want to put all stuff in the revisor's bill because if there's ever any question that anything is at all substantive, we keep it out of the revisor's bill because we like to get that grammatical cleanup bill through without anybody having any questions about it. In fact, this year I think was the first time I ever saw an amendment to the revisor's bill. But if you look through Chapter 197, you'll find at the bottom of a bunch of sections little notes that says, this section was not added to or made a part of Chapter 197 or any series therein. See preface for further explanation. That happens when we pass a bill that doesn't add the substantive provision of the bill to a specific chapter in Oregon statutes. And it only becomes a question if there are definitions at the beginning of the section that says, as used in this section, the land use decision is, or, you know, in some other chapters there are penalty provisions violation of any provision of this chapter is punishable by a fine or imprisonment or whatever. If you don't add something to the chapter, it's arguable that those penalties or those definitions don't apply. And so if the term land use decision was used in a statute that wasn't added to Chapter 197, somebody could argue that the definition in the beginning of the chapter doesn't apply. Well, in the rush of sessions, things don't always get added to the chapter, and during editing, we have to put them somewhere. And if it's obviously a land use statute, I'm going to put it in the land use chapter, and then we put the little note down at the bottom that says this was not added to or made a part of. So what I did was went through Chapter 197 with some other chapters and found those notes, and I've added those statutes to the chapter so that we pick up the definitions. That's Section 2 and Section 3 do that. I also, in doing that, went through the chapter and found a lot of series references. And if you look on page 1 at line 21, we bracket out some references to other statutes. Because like, wherever we referenced other statutes, I went and looked at them to see if the reference was correct. And this subsection says, cities and counties are responsible for the development of local comprehensive plans. The purpose of ORS and then listed in sections 195 and 197.020 is to enhance coordination among cities, counties, and special districts. If you look at 197.020, it's like an affirmative action statement. What it has to do with enhancing coordination among cities, I have no idea. So,
I must be a diverse group of
planners. I suppose, a diverse group of planners. So, that's what I've done with this bill, is try to clean up some of the internal references and added sections to the chapter and proper series within. And I drafted this last summer, and the real estate land use section went over it, and nobody has raised any concerns, so, to my knowledge. And there are no questions on the House side, so I don't believe there's any opposition.
Chris, the state bar didn't submit a letter in support of this bill to the House side at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
I find it kind of strange.
Do they usually submit?
I don't know if there's no one else supporting and they're asking for a bill, right? They're the one
right.
Asked for a bill.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't even have submit a letter in support of the bill. I find all the strange as well. Questions of Chris and George.
First of all, Chris and Mario, I'm not familiar with writing letters, so
yeah.
I'll be part of the problem. Chris, I need to ask you this thing. When you look at all this, there's no sinister intent in this. This is really just simply a cleanup bill. When all these things are fitted together, it's going to make it make more sense. For the record,
Senator George, that's correct. This was kind of an interim project of mine last session. I have to do the editing on this chapter, and I'm the one who has to decide when do we put a note at the bottom of a section. And then people are calling me, especially during the interim, I get lots of calls. What does this little note mean? What does this little note mean? And I want to get rid of all those little notes.
Follow up just really quickly. We had folks repeatedly came in here and said that this land use process was a quagmire, and I was hoping that this maybe was a rope in there, to help them out of there.
It does, I hope, Senator George Sherkarn, it does, I hope, that, in its own little ways, by eliminating references that don't make any sense, help clarify. But the land use, to the extent there are problems with the land use process, this bill is not going to make much of a dent.
Right.
Any further questions of the Supreme? Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Both the public hearing on Senate House or House Bill 2282, and you go into work session on House Bill 2282. Senator Wyle moves House Bill 2282. The floor to pass recommendation. Discussion. Objections. Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Senator
Wyle.
Aye.
Senator
Campbell.
Aye.
Senator
Miles.
Aye.
Chair
Donovan. Chair, I House Bill 2282 passes the floor to pass recommendation.
Okay.
Senator Wyle, carry. Senator Corcoran, you have a vote on this bill. You haven't gathered a brown yet.
Sure. Aye.
Okay. Close the work session on House Bill 232, and we're out of here, ready?
Right.
We're adjourned.